This is Florida OJ, the scholarly publishing and hosting service run by FCLA. It stands for Florida Online Journals. It is using a open source software system called Open Journal Systems, which is put out by the Public Knowledge Project out of Simon Fraser University, among others, in Canada. And they have a variety of open source softwares, including open conference systems, open harvester systems. And essentially what Open Journal Systems does is it allows you to, it basically allows you to publish online. It has a very rigorous and robust, as we will see, editorial publishing workflow behind it, but it's also can be simplified down so that if you want to do your publishing workflow kind of outside of OJS, you can just upload the finished files to the server and it'll serve them up for you. So as you see here, we have journals.fcla.edu is our main site, and we are currently have live 5 different journals. Florida Geographer comes out of FAU, out of the Geography Department, I guess. Joanne, correct me if I'm wrong. Insecta Mundi just launched on Friday, and then the IEICE Transactions Journals, there are 3 or 4 of those. These sort of represent a different variety of journals that we are hosting. For example, the IEICE transaction journals are actually only back issues. These were previously hosted by Oxford University Press. When they relinquished the license, we had a contract with them for the back issues, so they gave us hard copies, so to speak, electronic copies that we then had to sort of store somewhere. As you can see, we are restricting access by IP address and by year for different institutions. So while we certainly encourage in Florida OJ for new journals an open access model, there are capabilities, you know, within the system to be able to restrict. Florida Geographer just started up with us in February, I think, and they are publishing, again, they're faculty members out of Florida Atlantic University who are publishing. I believe that they are doing sort of a half and half model. They are sort of doing much of their editorial work outside of OJS and then basically uploading the PDFs when they're ready. Although they may, you know, as they proceed, may take advantage more fully of the editorial workflow process in there. I am going to open up our test site. Let's see. And just to show you very quickly, give you a quick sneak preview of the African Studies Quarterly, which is out of the from the Center for African Studies at the University of Florida. My understanding is that they are very interested in the editorial workflow and really going to be taking advantage of the peer review process, layout, copy editing, book reviews, and things like that. So we have a variety, you know, within Florida OJ itself of sort of methodologies for publishing. Let me take a look inside one of these and I will show you what it looks like. As you can see over here, I'm logged in as C. Nelson. When I go to my journals, I can see all of the journals here that are not publicly available because I'm logged in. I'm a manager on these. If you look at FCLA Test, we've set up a test journal for ourselves, and you can see that there are a number of different user accounts that you can have. So I am a journal manager, subscription manager, editor, section editor, author, and reviewer. And this allows for the system to sort of parse out who can do what in the workflow and who has permissions to do what. The journal manager manages most of the aspects of the journal. So for example, system elements. If you go into System Plugins, you can set up what kind of features you want to see. You can theme it. There's import and export capabilities. There are statistical plugins. There are citation format plugins, a variety of different things that you can set up sort of on the back end. Not only that, but when you go into the setup page, when you create a journal, you go through these five steps to put in all of your different policies, all of your contact information. Do you want it to be open access? Do you want it to be restricted? You know, who will be your editors? You know, what will it look like? Do you need access restrictions? Do you want it to be indexed in any different indices? What will your keywords be? Things like that. So the journal manager is one who sort of sets everything up. Feel free to step in with questions at any time if you have. I'll also be happy, of course, to take questions at the end. But as I'm moving through, I'll try to keep an eye on the chat box or be aware of anything else. The editor is the one who can see the different articles, which are called submissions, and the different issues, which, of course, compile the articles. So we just have FCLA test volume 1, number 1 here. When you click on it, you see a little table of contents. You can look at data about the issue itself very briefly. You know, you can create a cover and you can sort of give a little description of it. So Joanne had a question about how to get her back issues in. I think if that's what she was saying about, you know, they have, for example, for Florida Geographer, they have back issues. They have the one. Let's go back to the home page. They have the one live journal issue, but they also have a number of back issues. And yes, OJS can handle, let me go in here, can handle import. The way that we've been handling that is you go in as the system manager, you go into import and export data. They have a thing called articles and issues XML plugin. Basically, you at your library, in collaboration with us at FCLA or, you know, whomever is going to be working on this, can create one batch of metadata and PDF files or HTML files, whatever your files are, and in one import motion can sort of get everything all set up and then import the back issues directly in. That is actually what we did for Insecta Mundi. Insecta Mundi just went live on Friday, and we've been going through a migration process to they've just been hosting PDFs just directly on an HTML website, and we just finished importing those into OJS. So it can definitely handle, you know, bringing in the back issues. Also in the editor, section, you can look at the articles themselves. So for example, I put in a test article as Caitlin Nelson. Here you can see some basic information about the submission. You can see the author. Here there's copy editing information, should you choose to use that feature. Layout, you know, workflow, proofreading workflow. Essentially, this can be skipped. You can sort of bypass all of this. In the scheduling section, you say, I want to schedule it in this issue. You hit record, and then it goes live at that point. But there's a lot that you can do with the workflow in here. The other thing that you can do is you can review the metadata. The elements that are currently required are author name, title, and abstract. You can provide a cover, indexing terms, and display if you like. And then the submitting author puts this in, you know, at the very beginning, but the editor has the ability to change it. Okay. If you are an author, you know, you can, in your workflow, you can choose to either have authors submit to you, you know, via email or some sort of external, you know, some sort of external source. But if you use the sort of author submission element of OJS, you can have your authors register as a user and they would be able to do a new submission. They have to start off with a submission checklist, which is completely customizable. This is the out-of-the-box language here, but you know, you would have them check off whatever their understandings are and can put in comments. At some point, at the second point, they upload a PDF. So let me see if this will let me grab a PDF. I don't know who Hannah D. is. I'm sorry, Hannah D., I'm just going to use your PDF. Upload a PDF. It tells you what it is. It renames it in the OJS format. They continue. some of the metadata is pre-populated from their user account, but some of it they have to actually put in. Sorry, those are really poor indexing terms. How about grapefruits? And I happen to be fluent in French, so it's in French. So you can put in all these different metadata fields. You can add supplementary files, for example, figures, data sets, any other kind of research instruments, as they say, although these are optional. You can continue without them. At the finish point, you are able to just go ahead and submit the file. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I was coughing at the same time I decided to talk. No, I just had a quick question.
Sure.
About, you said you could submit data sets as supplementary material. I know sometimes data sets can be quite large. Is there a size limit to what you can upload?
Technically, yes. OJS comes with a preset sort of megabyte limit. We've had to override that a number of times because there have been some PDFs that have been kind of large. To be honest, we haven't experimented with if somebody's submitting a huge amount of data. Mm-hmm. We can certainly override any settings that are set. At that point, once we get it in, it might be an issue of display and sort of download time.
Yeah.
But I have to say that... I'm sort of fond of OJS, so forgive me. I'm not really trying to plug it so much as demo it. But, so far it has been able to do everything we asked of it. You know, so we were sort of having some issues with these large PDFs. You know, we made a couple tweaks to the system settings, and then it turned out to be fine. So, you know, any questions that we have had, they have a really active user community, but also their developers on the PKP forum here. It's like amazing that they actually get back to us in 1 or 2 days, and they have been there for the year that we've been using it. There's not a lot of turnover that we can see. So, you have a good question. I don't know what the answer is off the top of my head, but I feel relatively confident that that we would certainly be able to attempt to handle it, and that we would have success in doing that.
Do you know off the top of your head, or have you seen it come across any of the user forums, someone else trying to submit a data set, and what that ends up kind of looking like? I mean, I would assume that you just download the data set and you'd have to have software on your computer to actually work with the data set.
Yeah.
I
assume the same thing. I don't believe that they have sort of viewing software in it for whatever your data set might be, that it's not mm-hmm. going to be viewed in the browser. No, I don't. I have to say, I just don't know. That hasn't come up in any of the things that we've needed so far, but it's a really good question, and it's definitely worth investigating, especially if you all have, if you know ahead of time that you're going to have issues with that. The other thing is that OJS can take plugins, as I sort of whizzed through in the journal management section. All of those plugins, we can customize a plugin so that if it turns out that, some people have done it, but they've had to sort of revise the code, it might be the kind of thing that we could create a plugin. Speaking of which,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let's get to the confirmation screen. So it'll say, thank you very much. This will go on. You'll get an email. You finish the submission. And then this is sort of, I have to say, I whizzed by this like the first 3 times I did this. If you are just an author, at this point, you get a completed submission confirmation screen. If your user, and I am C. Nelson over here, also happens to be an editor, they have this sort of expedited workflow where it says it can be placed directly in the last stage of editing by clicking here. So essentially what they're allowing you to do is that if you're not batch uploading, you're only uploading a single file for whatever reason, but you've already done all the work outside of OJS, they sort of have this expedited feature where if you're an editor, you click here, and you can just scoot it directly through all of that copy editing, layout, peer review, all that stuff, and basically it'll be ready for publication. Here, I'm Caitlin Nelson, and you can see that my test OJS journal is awaiting assignment. So at this point, as the author, from the author's point of view, the author has done their job. Now it's in the editor's hands to sort of take care of it. If I put on my editor's hat and I do the click here thing, it will go directly into the editing section, where here you can see it says to be assigned. I assign it to this volume, I hit record, and now it's there. If I go to the table of contents for this article, I can see that my test OJS journal by author Nelson is there. If I go to the public view of the FCLA test site, I can see that in the archives we have the inaugural edition of our journal, and here's my test OJS journal with the PDF that's now publicly available because I submitted it as an editor. That's just like a sort of a brief view of how the insides work. I wanted to mention that, speaking about plugins, we did enable an export plugin called the FDA Metz XML Export Plugin. So for those of you who might want to publish with OJS, you can send your each issue, it's per issue, you can send each issue of your journal, wrap it up in a METS package that is ready to be ingested by the Florida Digital Archive, and you can submit it to us directly out of OJS. I should clarify that OJS itself does not, let's see if I can do it, OJS itself won't send the package, but it basically creates a FDA-ready zip file. So let's see here, package name. CN123456 7, and let's say that I'm the University of Caitlin Nelson. I click on the one issue, I export it, and it should create a zip file for me in a second. So inside of this zip file, inside of this zip file will be the package with the METS XML and the two PDFs. Okay, in any case, there's a zip file. It has the METS XML in it, that has the two PDFs in it, and it's ready to be sent to the FDA through your normal affiliate channels. Does anybody have any questions at this point about OJS?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Anjana from Florida Gulf Coast University.
Hi.
Wonderful job on what
Thank
you're
you.
Doing. I just want to ask you, it looks like that you have quite a few journals in your collection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if this collection is available through SFX or Cesar Solutions, because we do provide access to quite a few OJS, like open access journals from Cesar Solution, and we can track the collection through Cesar Solution. So I was wondering, if we want to provide access to these journals, will it be possible? Because we can show these journals in our e-journal portal only if we track something from
through
our electronic resource management. Of course, if there are mark records, we can add them to our catalog and they will be available that way. But I was thinking that it would be a wonderful idea if you can include this collection in Cesar Solution. Like, you can send the files to Cesar Solution or SFX so we can provide access to this. Am I understanding it correct? Or
yeah,
like,
no, you are. You'll see me. I'm just going to click through these. I can never remember where all the plugins are. I think the answer is yes, that it is available. You can make it available through SFX. You can make it available through Serial Solutions.
I just searched Serial Solutions collection, and I don't see it there. Is that the title of the collection called Florida Journals Online?
Well, I know that the way that I have to admit, I haven't handled this myself. Our electronic resources librarians, Claire and Elaine, managed to put the IE ICE journals in and get the SFX hooked up for the IE ICE journals. I'm not sure what they had to do to make that happen, so I'm trying to click through to see. I don't think that it goes into SFX as Florida Online Journals. I think that each individual journal has to be registered.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. I don't want to be giving you incorrect information, so I can certainly
check. That's
fine. Let's see here. Joanne has a. Let's see here.
Maybe you can ask Claire and let us know later.
I will. I'd be happy to do that. I can send that out to the disk
very
call.
Much.
Joanne had a question about how to get it into FDA. Which I think I just addressed, so hopefully if you have any more questions about that, let me know.
And when you say OJS, you mean Open General, like, what did you mean by OJS?
Yeah, OJS
General?
Refers to the software that is running. Florida OJ refers to the service. I should be more careful about which one I use. Florida OJ is the service, so if you wish to host a Bailey. If you wish to host with us, it would be hosted under the name of Florida OJ.
Right. So does this mean that we can advertise this service to our faculty and check if they are interested in publishing with you, and if necessary, we could connect them? Or does it happen through our library?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I mean, we are ready to go. We are live. You know, we have committed to sustaining, you know, Florida OJ as a service. You know, we're doing server maintenance, backups, coop plan, you know, all these different kinds of things. And the way that we generally work, it can vary. For example, I have been working directly with the Insecta Mundi people because although they are sort of loosely affiliated with FCLA and UF, they don't have a particular library liaison. On the other hand, the Florida Geographer, I believe that those faculty members have been working directly with Joanne. And for the African Studies Quarterly, those faculty members have been working with their content librarian and with UFDC, not directly with FCLA. So we are happy to provide the service, and we are happy to sort of liaise with, you know, digital librarians or with faculty, or, you know, sort of whatever works best for you all.
Can I ask one more question?
Mm-hmm.
So it appears to me that then it would be necessary to have a specific journal published by a university or so. And if I was an author and I just had a paper that I would want you to cover, then it won't be, because it will be just a paper or article. It has to be published in a particular journal to be included, right? Or can I just simply publish an article too?
Right now, it's not set up to intake individual articles.
Oh, okay.
Right now, we're working with journals as a whole.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No problem. Our policies, you know, which are sort of, you know, we're in the nascent stage of this and are developing our policies, but, you know, we would definitely highly suggest an open access policy. Although, of course, as you saw before, it's possible to make restrictions upon it and to do, you know, an embargo of some kind. Also, you know, we are able to host any journal that has a connection with a state university or state university library. So we're not really just taking journals out of the blue from anyone. You know, of course, because of our institutional mission, you know, it has to be sort of tied to the state university system, which is why we've been working closely with the librarians at the university libraries. Except in some rare cases, for example, IE ICE, we're not working with anyone. We just sort of acquired that content. Any other questions about Florida OJ? I think I addressed everything off the main part of my list. I don't want to go on too long, and we're getting close to 2:00. Dean had a text question. He says, this sounds like both a publishing software database and a journal database, but I don't see these listed in our OPAC, for example, Florida Geographer. Joanne will have more details about exactly, for example, the Florida Geographer, but I believe that what would happen is that, you know, a single MARC record is created at the institution. You know, for example, whoever's creating this journal, they would put a MARC record in the catalog. Then we create a PEARL that goes to this page. We create a PEARL that goes to this, that would go to the Florida Geographer page, and then append that to the Aleph record. So if there's no link to the electronic Florida OJ at this point, it might be because FAU hasn't actually, the record for OJ version should go in DLU01. I guess it's just because the update to the catalog hasn't been made yet. I mean, previous to February, which was only several months ago, Florida Geographer was an hard copy only journal. This is the first edition that they've published online. So I imagine that those updates haven't been made yet. But it's certainly possible to you know, put the link for the electronic version into the catalog record and get the catalog record updated in everyone's profile.
I was saying that if these collections, like Florida Online Journals, if all the files or everything is like metadata is given to Caesar Solution or SFX people, then nobody has to put individual journals. Automatically, it will be available because once people start tracking this free collection, and you know, probably if you have the MARC record arrangement with Caesar Solution, then we can get MARC records also from them, and everything will be automatic here if the particular collection is sent to Solution or SFX. That's what how I understand, but I may not be correct, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and definitely you should announce these journals to SUS like Priscilla is saying.
Well, of course, we'd be happy to. We didn't announce Infecta Mundi yet because we put it out sort of on Friday evening, and we're waiting for the. Let's see, who pointed it out? I believe it's the Center for Systematic Entomology to do an announcement. Let's see here. Dean Mark, have a nice afternoon. He has to leave at 2:00. Let's see here. Dean says, I work with lots of genealogical groups that publish journals. This could be useful for them and give a wider audience, but they have to be connected through me, Special Collections and West Florida Archives, right? You know, as we sort of are moving forward into this, yeah, I would say that if you at your library are you are willing to sort of loosely partner with whatever genealogical group or society. For example, we are publishing the Florida Entomologist, which is not published out of a particular university, but rather that there are many faculty members on the editorial board, and that the faculty members at UF are on the editorial board, and so they're sort of affiliated with affiliated with the university. We consider that that counts, and we have a sort of a long-standing relationship with them, so we are able to put them into our system. We don't want to be too overly restrictive, but we do want to be mindful of our overall mission. So hopefully that answers your question. But basically, if you guys are willing to vouch for them, we are happy to put them in here, of course. Thank you very much. This sort of concludes my demo. If there's any last questions, speak now. Of course, you can send me an email, either personally at Caitlin or to the DISC group, and I will definitely get back to you with more details about the SFX question.